You're listening to The Big Show with George Russick and Matty Rose on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hour number three. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. You have a question about the goaltending so far in the Stanley Cup playoffs, or any question really for Brent Cron? We'll do that at 8:30 for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan on Saturday, May 4th at the 2024 World Para Ice Hockey Championship at Winsport. So you're gonna get a barrage of questions coming up at 8:30, Mr. Brent Cron.
I can't wait. I love answering questions about goaltending.
But I don't know what other questions people are going to ask you, yeah, too.
There are probably no goaltending questions whatsoever.
So I don't know what they want to ask you. Yeah. So, like, it's going to be up to Patrick to vet them.
Yeah. That's usually, what, about a 8 out of 10 we get? There's about two that usually squeak by. They're like,
yep.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, well, how did that get in there?
Yeah. What's the deal, yep, man?
And we're also playing Baker Street because Patrick somehow referred to Baker Street.
That was right. It was Blake Street.
Blake Street.
Blake Street Bombers.
Not Baker Street.
Not Baker Street.
With the saxophone.
I'm talking about the Rockies in the late 90s, how they just hit home runs. It's Blake
Dante
Street
Bichette.
Bombers. Dante Bichette, Andreas Galarraga.
Andreas Galarraga. The big cat.
Todd Helton.
Oh, yeah. No, Todd Helton.
Wasn't Walker there, too?
Was Larry there? Walker. No, wasn't Todd Helton made his debut in
Larry Walker won the MVP there.
Yeah, yeah, Helton's at the end of
and
it.
And he should have won the Lou Marsh Award, but they gave it to the guy who was driving the computer.
Oh, Jacques Villeneuve.
He was just driving a computer around.
Fair. That was the last time F1 was good, probably.
Yeah. So. I love when people live tweet F1, too. It's great.
Oh, Max Verstappen, 22nd lead.
Oh, he won again. Cool. Yeah, so he's in the lead, and then nobody ever passes him. There you go. There's a way. Wait,
it's like when you go play mini-kart, whatever, go-karts.
Yeah, mini-kart. Yeah.
Whatever. Like, we used to do it as a team-building event with the Hitmen, and they were gas-powered, right?
Yeah, you can go.
And so we were flying, but they have this poor, you know, child that comes out with the black flag, you know, not supposed to crash into each other. You're not supposed to drift. You're not supposed to pass. And we're like, yeah, whatever. Give us keys, right? So we get in, and we're ripping around, and the black flag comes out. The guy jumps out there, and we're trying to nail him. The kid jumps out of the way, right? And we were told that, you know, you probably shouldn't come back for a while, right? And we didn't. Hmm. And then fast forward, we did a work team building event when I first started, and it's now electric.
They're electric now?
Yeah, or something like that.
Where they're not as fast?
Well, they're not as fast, and you go in, they're like, can't pass. Can't drift, can't have fun, right?
Rubbing is racing, though.
Exactly.
Damn right it is.
So I'm cruising, and everybody's like, they're driving a Buick, you know, just cruising around. Oh, if you start in number one, you're going to finish number one. And I'm ripping around, I'm drifting, I'm thinking this is great. And then my cart gets automatically shut down, and I just roll into the corner. And I have to sit there while somebody on the microphone says, number 14, smarten up, or you're never going to be able to ride again. So it ruined it for me.
Yeah, sounds like you're excited to go back.
Yeah, it's awful. Drifting is the best part.
Like, there's two things. Like, when I drive a motor vehicle, a car, I'm very cautious.
Yeah.
You can't spell safety without safe.
Right.
But put me in a golf cart and or a go-kart,
I'd
drive like Henri Paul.
The rules, the gloves are off. You're just flying. Right?
Yeah, like I drive with reckless abandon.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like Rasheed Rice.
There.
Hey, like behind the wheel.
I don't know.
Isn't the Talladega going on soon here, too?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. I saw some guy. I had no idea the incline or decline.
36-degree banking.
Yeah. The guy's walking up, but like he's got to get his Swiss yodeler to go up there from the Price is Right to climb up that mountain.
Yeah. It was called Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Right? Billy Goat. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. I needed hooves to perch myself on the rock.
Yeah. That's some good banking right
there.
So get some questions into Brent Cron, 960-960, name and location, for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan on Saturday, May 4th at Winsport for the 2024 World Para Ice Hockey Championship. And we have a giant concert announcement tomorrow, and we have tickets for said concert all week. So we got lots of stuff to give away.
Mm-hmm.
It's a juicy show. This
big
week.
Big time.
Oh, we're so big time.
Say juicy one more time.
Juicy. Juicy.
Juicy.
So the Flames had their locker clean out on Saturday. Lots of stuff thrown in the garbage, I guess. Lots of dusting was made. A lot of pledge.
Tape.
Cans of pledge were used.
You imagine
the
they actually have to scrub their locker down.
They have to clean it out.
Yeah.
Be like, Uyghur. Vacuum that stall up.
Hey, pass me the Windex.
Yeah. And you only get 2 sheets of Lysol. You can't use more. Yeah. That's it. You got to clean it up. Otherwise, you got to buy it yourself.
You'll have to share a magic eraser.
Like the last day of middle school. See some of your classmates. You're like, oh, gosh, did you live in this?
Yeah. How old is that lunch?
Yeah. Somebody found their jacket that they thought was lifted in the dressing room. Yeah. Oh, there it was the whole time at the bottom underneath my sneakers.
How come you've got all my cool stuff in your locker?
Baseball cards.
Be very thorough. Jacob Markstrom spoke.
Yeah.
And he was a little evasive about his future. We're going to play a clip, and then I want to get your thoughts on potentially his future in Calgary with the Flames.
So this, do you want the discussion with Conroy first, or do you want about when he talks about how he opened up the scrum, about how he's talking about his future in Calgary? And
I want it all.
Okay, great.
I mean, I don't know, but you know what I do know and what I tell you guys every day is, you know, I love winning hockey games, and you know, I think you know, that's the competitive side of me. It's you know, that's every time I lace up the skates, that's something I urge and I want to accomplish. You want to win hockey games, and I know everyone in that locker room want to win hockey games too. So it's you know, that's pretty much, you know, where my head is at right now. It's you know, it's been a long season, and you know, short season, and you know, playoff starts, what is it, tomorrow?
Yeah,
and it's, you know, something you want to be a part of, and but now you gotta watch it on TV, and you know, it's frustrating, but also you gotta go home and get to go home to Sweden and spend time with the family. I've been away from my son for way too much, if you ask my wife, but that's gonna be nice, and to spend some time with them.
There you go.
Is there another one coming, or should I get into this right now?
You can get into that one.
They're different, so you should probably do that one first.
Okay. Yep. Well, you know, Jacob, who's that character in Austin Powers that if you ask him the same question 3 times, he eventually has to tell the truth? I can't remember what his name is, Mustafa or something. I don't. Doesn't matter. It's number one.
Okay.
What I'm getting at is that Markstrom can't lie. Like, he's just an emotional guy. If he can't say, you know, it's you know, it's been a tough year, would like to have made the playoffs, you know, watching this is really hard. I wanted to see this team win. I love it here in Calgary. The fans are great. I'm going to sit down and talk with Conroy this summer. We're going to come up with a plan. We're going to get it figured out. And, you know, I just love everything about Calgary, and leave it open-ended at the end of that. And then people can say, hey, but that's not him. Because if he would say that, you know, his eye would start twitching. And, you know, he'd start making all these clicks and weird sounds probably, because it's just, he's incapable of not giving you a direct answer to a direct question, right? And that's being invasive or evasive for him, right? So he's frustrated. He's frustrated. He wants to win. He's competitive. That's every hockey player, right? Mm-hmm. He's just very not as politically correct in that arena for some guys who you get nothing from, right? Mm-hmm. I got no problem with him saying that either.
Honesty's refreshing from an athlete.
Yeah, agreed. Well, you can see it on his face too. You know, like, he didn't have to say anything.
Right.
You could just say, yes, he's upset. Yes, he wants to win. Yes, he's didn't like the way the season went. You know, they were in it until, you know, the deadline too, right? And that had almost everything to do with his play. And then, you know, things got a little dicey at the trade deadline, and didn't like the way that went. And now he's, you know, he was out the door, and then he was back. And I think he's just mentally, he's out the door, right? And he's looking for an opportunity to win. He's got 2 more years left on his contract.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with him looking after himself. It's just we kind of know where he stands. We had this conversation last week about him potentially. That was his last game that he played, right? And I'm very much on board with that. And I think it'll be good for him to get away, have a summer off, and see what happens and start anew. But, yeah, he's cranky.
Yeah, he doesn't love chatting with the media overly. But that's fine. You don't have to do that. It's part of the job, but you don't have to enjoy that part of the job. But further to your point, he was relatively forthcoming when members of the media pressed him a little bit more as far as going back in that one point in the season where he had called up upper management and said, I don't like how this had been handled. He kind of got into that a little bit more later on in the scrum.
I had a good talk. Did you have a good talk today with Craig Conroy about your future here?
I think season just ended, and you know, we you know, I saw Connie, and you know, I'll leave it at that.
You expressed some frustration with how things were handled up above, you said earlier on. How better could that have been handled in your mind?
Well, in my mind, it could have been you know, obviously, you know, I'm here now, so it all the rambling could have been not happening. That's kind of, you know, all the talks and all the stuff that was going on throughout the season, and, you know, starting early in the season till the deadline day, pretty much could have been, you know, not happening, and just me focusing on hockey. That's what I would have appreciated, if, because, you know, obviously I'm still here, so it's you know, to me, to just be able to focus on the team and trying to play as good as I can, it's you know, without any distractions, that I think what I was you know, mostly pointing at.
Jacob, at any point in time this season, were you led to believe that you were going to be a New Jersey Devil?
I don't know. I just read what you guys are writing. So.
Okay, but yeah. You were never led to believe that by management or anything like that.
I mean, I'm not going to go into details here on stage with a bunch of cameras. Whatever, you know, we talked about stayed between us, and, you know, that's how it's going to be. I'm not going to, you know, share personal conversation I have with the management.
So, you know, it's like you sit there. Yeah, it was distracting. I thought he did a great job of canceling out the noise all season long when it came to all the players that had left the organization. Going back to last season at the end of the year, nobody was happy. Everybody was frustrated that Daryl was still the coach, and then Tree Living leaves and we get a new coach, and everybody's spouting off in the media about how frustrated they are and how things need to change. And it's like, I'm just in a different generation. I just don't like any of that stuff at all. I like stuff behind closed doors. And I think what Markstrom's getting at is it leaked out somewhere, right? The deal was done. I don't think he had a problem with the conversations behind closed doors. I think once it got out, I think he just got irritated with answering all the questions outside. Having said that,
so what happens when you play in the National Hockey League on a team that's trying to trade everybody and you're not on a good team and you're a good goaltender?
Craig Conroy was handed a bag of grenades to start the season, and things were going to get a little chaotic.
And they gave him the pins in the other hand.
Right. And he's trying to do his best job, and you're a GD professional hockey player.
I just like listening to GVP giggle when you said he was handed a bag of grenades,
right?
And GVP's just giggling in the back.
because I giggle
a lot back here.
There are going to be distractions. Like, what do you want? Do you want the perfectly smooth road so you can drive? You know what I mean? Like, adversity makes you better. Yes, he's frustrated. I get that. Be frustrated. I just don't like the, yeah, I had a conversation with Connie. We'll leave it at that. Yeah, all this open-ended stuff. It's like, you also have a no-trade clause.
Full no move.
Right. So they have to come to you and talk. And I don't know if you've been around a long time. I figured out in my one day of glory playing in the National Hockey League in 9 years in the minors that they can kibosh trades if ownership doesn't want to do it. Conroy can come in and say, we've got the best deal on the planet. Let's do it. And the ownership group can say, you know what? Actually, I really don't feel like doing it because it's my money. And we're not going to do it. And that's what happens. That's part of the game. So grow up. How about that? Grow up. It's the way the world works.
Are you saying professional sports is a business?
Yes. Shockingly, I mean, go ask any person that gets, you know, has to transfer to wherever, someplace else.
The Coyotes. But any one of the Coyotes players right now?
Yeah, none of them signed up to play in Salt Lake.
No, damn straight they did not.
Right. But I mean, even people who work like a regular day job that are like, hey, my company's closed. You're moving now to wherever.
Hey, George, you got to move to Calgary.
Yeah.
And you're host the show.
Are you in or are you out?
That's right.
And I'm then, by the way, plans have changed. We're moving over here instead.
Yep.
Oh, I just had a place picked up. Well, that's too bad. You want the job or not? So sometimes you can get caught up. I know he's frustrated. I understand that. But the season's over. I don't have any sympathy for this at all. I got zero sympathy. Like, grow up, man. Let it go. Yes, I didn't like the way it was handled. But that's professional sports, and we're paid to get through that. We're paid to play through that. Don't make it a more of a distraction. The less you answer, the more evasive you are, the more people question you. Just say, yeah, you know what? They did ask me. The deal didn't work. I would have liked to have gone to a contending team, but I believe in what we have in the dressing room, and let's move forward, and it's done. But instead, it's just, I don't know, that's just my two cents on it. Just I hear it. It pisses me off listening to this stuff. It drives me nuts, because why would you make it more than what it is? It's, you're playing in the National Hockey League. They do trade players. Deals do go sideways.
You make $6 million
You make
a year.
$6 million a year.
American.
Like, man. And what if, and what have you done?
What have you won?
What have you won? Right? So you sit there and say, okay, I'm in control. He had a hell of a year. Mm-hmm. I think Markstrom's a tremendous goaltender. I think he's just a little too emotional. And I think that's what he's got to figure out with 2 years left in his contract, who he is as a goalie. Because he's this crap in the media last season, him getting frustrated, that's immaturity.
Was he good against the Oilers in that series?
He was dog, you know what, against the Oilers. He was great against Dallas. I actually thought that Dallas series, for as well as Ottinger played, he was the better goaltender in terms of being able to stick with it mentally because he had less shots. He had quality chances, and he had to be there. As much as we talked about Ottinger, because he's getting 45 shots, Dallas isn't supposed to win. You can go in there and like, oh, man, I'm killing it. This is great. Oh, I stole another game. Whereas Markstrom's getting 20 shots, and 8 of them are scoring chances.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wow, if he lets one of those in, they're going to say Markstrom sucks. And why didn't we have Ottinger in net? I thought Markstrom was the better goalie between the ears. I did. And I thought that was a huge win for him mentally because I always viewed him throughout his career as a bit of an emotional guy that goes up and down and he needs to be entertained when he plays by means of shots and playing the puck. If he sits idle, he gets a little carried away or loses a bit of focus. But that series to me, he said, oh man, he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this season too, I mean, he was tremendous. Last year, he wasn't very good.
It's the backbone of their team essentially until the deadline.
Right. And he got pouty, right? And that's the way it is. And that's tough. Don't get me wrong. That's tough. But I got no sympathy for that crap. I don't. It sucks. But you still have a team to play for. You're still in the National Hockey League. You still have 2 more years left on your deal. You still have opportunity if you decide that you're just going to get back on your horse and go.
If you're a Flames fan watching some of the goaltending on the weekend, should you be interested to see how many teams are calling Jacob Markstrom? Because you think Connie was just staring at his phone going like,
oh, hi. Oh, yeah. Hello there. Yes.
Is Joe Sakic?
It's just general text like, hey, tough one tonight, Joe. You'll get him in game two.
Hey, Brad, how's things in Toronto going?
Yeah. Missed game one. How'd it fall apart?
Yeah. How did Samsonov play?
Hey, Joe Sakic. Yeah. What's your save percentage in tonight's game?
Yeah.
Just questioning. I don't have good Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah.
Hey, I missed it. I just saw you guys scored 6 goals. Did you guys win?
Did you guys win the game? It's so crazy.
You know, and that game, too, we're talking about Connor Hellebuyck being the difference in a 7-6 game. You know, like,
yeah.
Really?
We faced 46 in that
I know, but, like, and that game, too, was an awful game from the start simply because it was like river hockey there for a while. Pucks were bouncing around and nobody's playing defense and there's... You know, that goal against MacKinnon, and I can't remember who was playing defense for Winnipeg, but he sticks his stick out, and it goes between Hellebuck's legs, and he's like, oh, it's 3-3 after period one. You're like...
One of the highest scoring first periods we've ever seen in an opening game of a series.
And, you know, I like BX's point yesterday where, you know, teams make adjustments throughout the playoffs, right? And he mentioned that Winnipeg is going to tighten up defensively. They are going to make adjustments. They made mistakes last night that luckily they scored 7. But how does Colorado make adjustments? Their game is outscoring.
Their decor is not even close to what Winnipeg's has after their top pair.
Well, you got to get a couple saves mixed in at some point.
And
Devin Taves was underwater for almost that entire game.
Yes. And Georgiev, I mean, that goal by Lowry, that fourth goal where he put it through his legs, like, that can't go in. That's not a good shot. He missed his shot. Like, he was trying to shoot it, went through his legs. You could see how Georgiev went down too. He didn't read the situation very well, and when he went down, it was a bit slow. There was no chance of Lowry cutting across. He may have passed it, but the way everything was going, he was running out of options, and Georgiev looked like he was going to get hit.
Beat him in his triangle.
Yeah, I heard that by Jake Allen yesterday too. That's been around forever. I mean, that when guys started shooting there, I was like, what the hell is going on? Right? Because it would be mostly on a 2-on-1, right? Where they would, depending on what way they would shoot and what way they'd come in, you know, they'd kind of sell the pass so you kind of get your body moving over and your stick would just move over a little bit and then they'd snap it. The very first time I remember a shot like that was Jamie Benn at Dallas Stars training camp, where he'd come in, he beat me twice. I'm like, who the hell is this kid? What's going on here? Like, oh, he's only 18 or whatever, 19.
So it's a new age thing that players have kind of come up with.
Maybe. And, yeah. You know, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't paying attention before. Yeah. Guys always...
That's like the first time I've ever heard of the goalies triangle.
It happens. Yeah. Like, it's happened forever. Yeah. It just, I think people just pay attention to so much more stuff. And there are some guys that obviously are really sharp that try it all the time. But, you know, even on a breakaway too, you know, if he's a left-handed guy.
Yeah, Lowry beat him when he was with the Habs on a penalty shot in that exact same spot too.
But you see, like, you know, but Jake Allen too, his, anyway, I think I like his analysis. I think he does a good job. That triangle, when you come in on that blocker side, you got to respect that he's going to go backhand. I get that. There are ways to combat that, but you have to be patient. And that goal they showed on Jake Allen too, he was pretty back in his net. He was expecting him to pull it over, and he was already leaning. He bit hard before Lowry even did anything. Well,
for our listeners, just tell us where the triangle is located on the goaltender.
It's on the heel of the stick, of the goalie stick, to your right toe, and then where the paddle meets the pad. So, yeah, it makes a little triangle there, and it's. You gotta know, because you do lead. When, as soon as the player sees that your shoulders are shifting, your stick obviously moves with you too, and there is that space. But they have to sell that pass, or they have to sell the fact that they're going to the far post. If they just come in and shoot, there's no deception.
And it's only guys with a left-handed shot too.
Right. That's exactly right.
Hmm. Unless it's a right-handed goaltender.
Then you're playing against Charlie Lindgren, and you're, you know,
reverse the triangle.
Then it's a rhombus.
You know?
Hit like the trapezoid.
You know? But anything that goes through you, it's still the goalie's fault. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's a triangle. Still not a great goal, right? Like, you're playing mind games. Guys come in with speed. Lots of things can happen. You get cheating a bit, like... It's that still the fact that it went through that triangle on Georgiev is still a bad goal.
Mm-hmm,
you know, it's a bad goal. So you can explain it however you like. It's a bad goal. That's how you explain it.
Your boy Freddie played pretty good over the weekend.
My man. Yeah.
You're a Freddie Anderson truther. Yet I don't believe in Freddie Anderson.
No, it's one game.
Because I've seen him in pressure situations leave it, let in some softies.
But the pressure cooker in Raleigh compared to the pressure cooker in Toronto.
Different.
And he was up too a bunch of times.
Much older. He's
and
like,
a better
almost
team in front of him.
And rested.
Older. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, Toronto was up in those series a handful of times, 3-2, and then he let in a crap goal in game six.
a floater.
And then to bury them. And then he would be awful in game seven. Like, oh, I get it.
How angry do you think Rod was that their team gave up 34 shots?
Oh, yeah. He was
in
not
a playoff
happy.
Game to the
not
Islanders.
Happy
that that game was 1-1 for too long.
I know.
I was
shocked. I was in Cold Lake playing in the Thermal Cup, and we were checking the stats.
The ticker?
Yeah. And it's 1-1? What the heck is going on here? And that... Kuznetsov goal, short side on
bird.
Like, what's he? He's not in Washington anymore.
Still his.
Did he only do
it's
the bird because
his thing? No, yeah. that's his celebration.
I don't think it was a Capitals thing. I think it was just a Kuznetsov thing.
And then the other guy.
Does it look more like a crane?
Yeah, a whooping crane, an egret.
Egret.
But one of his line mates came to him too and kind of did a little half. He's like, it's not mine. It's a flock.
Can we do it together? I don't know.
An ostrich coming in, just flapping his wings. We're all going to be different birds, right? Yep. That was too close for comfort.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Carolina probably gave New York enough respect at the start of the game. I think they thought that everybody's picking Carolina. You know what? And I love to, the first goal for the Leafs, or sorry, the Bruins on Saturday night.
Yeah, 2-1.
But Reeves has no awareness whatsoever.
He takes out Edmondson.
Edmondson pinches.
Yeah.
Reeves doesn't see that.
Bad pinch.
So Reeves is the closest guy to the puck. He completely forgets about the puck and goes ahead and hits Edmondson and the Bruin. And then they come in 2-on-1, and you're like, who was on the ice there? And they showed the replay, and you could just see Reeves gonna smash you, right?
2.5 minutes in. definitely like, his first shift of the game.
Man.
Yeah. I talked about it with Nick Kiprios earlier. Leaf fans will not criticize Auston Matthews. It's hilarious. Like, they will not. It's always Marner's fault. Yeah. And now it's Nylander's fault that he didn't play in game one.
Oh, yeah.
They will never criticize Matthews.
But you know
what? It's like dominate.
Yeah.
You need to dominate games. He hasn't dominated a series yet in his NHL career.
Who's
the best player on the ice? Who's supposed to be in that series?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not even close.
Not even close.
Right.
But you know what, though, too? Like, you look at MacKinnon. Or
every time he's on the ice, you're like, oh God.
No, there's a threat.
Or even a guy like Shifley or Stone, you know, leaders that they're good players. I mean, Matthews is ahead of them. I'm not comparing these types of players.
Yeah,
but
When Crosby.
Yeah.
When the lights go on, he doesn't show
Kane
up.
Kane and Taves. Like, but we're talking like the elite of the elite in the playoffs.
But there's an emotion involved to those players. There's an elevation that, like, they don't have to score goals. They have to be dominant players, but it doesn't matter how many goals they get as long as they win the hockey
impact elsewhere.
But Matthews He's like,
if he's not scoring,
you can
he's
poke
doing
him
nothing.
With a stick. It's like, hey, yeah. Are you sweating? Hey, are you okay? Like, this is the playoffs. So the TD Garden is rocking right now, and you're sitting on the bench like, hey, you know, pass me another heater. My water bottle's half full. So could somebody fill this up, please? And yeah, it's just like you hit him and it's just nothing. And I'd like to see him just get mad. Yeah, I don't even care if he would go cross check somebody in the face. Show a little emotion, but that's not how every player is, right? No. You can't, and that's what makes guys frustrating, is the fact that if they are kind of that emotionless, you know. But then on the flip side, if he's emotionless, he should have ice water running through his veins, and he should be able to handle the pressure and contribute.
Like Kucherov,
yep. Right? So he's a very frustrating player for me to watch. They pan to him all
constantly.
Night too, and he just sits there and he's not really talking. Just sitting there staring into the abyss.
There's a reason there's not a letter on that chest.
I got a text how Matthews dominated the series against Tampa. Slow down on that. And what did Matthews also do against the Panthers? How many goals he got?
Zilch.
Yeah, as many as I did in that series against the Panthers. Zero.
So all I have to say is it's game one. It's game one.
Yeah.
And it was a 5-1.
But these are short series. You go down 2-0, it's over. We're talking sweet. Probably.
You're never in trouble unless you lose.
Well,
at home.
Look at the Bruins last year. They're up 3-1 against
Florida.
And they.
And Marchand had a breakaway with 6 seconds
and
to
Bobrovsky
go. And could have iced that series, but he didn't.
And Allmark gave the puck away in overtime behind the net playing the puck.
Glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Do we see Allmark tonight?
No.
Because that's the Bruins keep talking about how they're going to do the rotation thing. They keep talking
some
about
mind
it.
Games.
It's the playoffs, baby.
Yeah.
But anything for the cup, George.
But they did that last year, though, too, right?
Where we're also here for hockey, Manny.
they had Allmark in net for all the games.
You can make love.
Yeah.
And then they started Swayman in game 7. It's like
too late.
Too late.
Too late.
How much do you love that celebration when they do
it? It makes me want to puke in my mouth.
His wife and girlfriend, their wives and girlfriend, they did the celebration too.
Get that crap out of here. You know, that makes me actually like embarrassed for the whole goaltending.
Come on.
Somebody
now.
Should go talk to them
and
pull them aside and say, hey, like, you know, we'll get, you know, Mike Vernon back in studio one day. He probably doesn't even know what they're doing. He's like, what? I've never seen this before. But somebody's going to talk to these guys.
You think he's never had a hug?
Not like that, like a bird hug. And then they put their arms in the air. It's like, do you see Brassois after the game against Hellebuck? He came up to him, put his blocker on his head, patted him on the head, and they were both smiling because it was a chaotic game. They didn't do anything weird, right? Like, hey, that was a tough game. Good job, man.
Does Connor even know his name?
Yeah.
Lawrence?
Right. Yeah, those two are best friends. Does he know the name of the backup in Winnipeg?
Oh, man.
He's like, we've had like three of you guys over 4 years.
He's better than Riddick.
Just get in there and do 15 games for me, okay? Yeah. I need 15 games where we don't get shelled.
Well,
that's all
fair,
I need from
he's
you,
he's had Brassois there before. Yeah. So
is your name Michael Riddick?
Mike Riddick?
Or Dave Brassois? Yeah. But,
Dave Brassois.
Yeah. But no, I don't like seeing that. And that's partly why I'm cheering against the Bruins, is because I don't want to see it anymore. Mm. Right? It bothers me so much. It shouldn't. They're happy. They're winning. You don't want to rain on anybody's parade. But that kind of stuff. Because then the camera goes straight to it and everybody's like, yeah, this is so great. Ask 31 NHL teams fans if they enjoy it, except for the Bruins. I bet half the Bruins fans don't even like it.
Mm. Of all the fan bases
that
don't like hugs.
Doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to Boston. I played there.
Remember
Brent Kahn? We don't hug
here. Brent Kahn?
Yeah, go pack
don't
your
hug
car.
Me in Boston?
Yeah.
960.
Go harder.
Yeah. 960.
Call you some other names.
960.
You remember Brent Kahn?
Cron never made the NHL because he hates hugging.
He made the NHL.
Yeah.
He made the NHL.
Yeah, I did, but I think he's alluding to the fact that I didn't have a very lustrous career there.
Stuck on the cement, like, you know, we change made to stayed.
It's like when I came in relief from Marty Turk when we lost 6-2 to the Chicago Blackhawks. Uh-huh. You know, he wanted to hug me, and I gave him the old Heisman, and I said, beat it, Marty.
I'm taking
this.
That
I'm
was
not,
a different hug. And then, that was a consoling hug. He's like holding the back of your head. He's like, it's going to be okay.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Listen, they can never take a Heisman away from you unless you murder your ex-wife and a waiter, according to Norm MacDonald.
They took away Reggie Bush's for nothing.
Yeah,
they still
you're right.
Give
they
that back.
Give it, they got to give it back.
The late Norm MacDonald. What a great line.
Oh, he would have loved last couple weeks. He would have loved a couple weeks.
You love yourself a little Dakota Joshua, too, hey?
I love it, too, because the Leafs bypassed on him, too, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
so good.
I heard that stat on the weekend too. I was on Twitter or something like that. People, as soon as I saw the Leafs, come watch the Leafs 4 games at our bar, right? And the Dakota Joshua, they're kind of going through the lineup. It was actually pretty cool.
Yep.
I liked it. But he's a force. He's doing well.
Also, Carter Verhaeghe's a guy the Leafs. Whoops.
Josh, it happens.
Yeah. Whoops. It would be different if they had like traded Joshua to the Canucks for nothing. They traded him to the Blues, and the Blues let go of him for nothing, and then he signed as a free agent. So it's not like it's not like, oh, look at the Leafs' terrible mistake. Yeah. It's like the guy went around and until he got to talk it, which
Until the Leafs win, you know that'll be the talk forever.
Rick Tuchet.
Hey, we have a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan on Saturday, May 4th. At the 2024 World Para Ice Hockey Championships at Winsport. It's very easy. Do you have a question for Brent Cron? And whoever has the best question is going to win the tickets. Also, if you want to call in, you always have a better chance when you phone in 403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. Questions for the Cronulus next and our lock of the day.
I love it.
We'll do that next. And Patty's got a jam-packed Mucho Big Show, Big Show Plus, more Big Show, Big Show Hour 4. It is the Big Show, the Russick and Rose part, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca.
What's so funny? What's so funny, huh?
Well, Cam, I gotta let the listeners. So we're going to wrap up.
You sound a little defensive.
I'm mad. I'm exposed right now.
We are... We're going to wrap up today's show with the lock of the day. We're also getting your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan at the World Para Ice Hockey Championships at Winsport. You want to ask Brent Cron a question? 960-960, name and location. We pick your question. You win the tickets. It's easy. Give us a call. 403-240-4444. So we have, during the break, we try to get Brent Cron to read like a promo that you hear on the radio station.
And normally I'm fine.
You're great at reading stuff.
Thank you.
So when I actually heard you read the promo, now I had to stop you because
it was so bad.
It wasn't very good. I have to play it because I had to stop you because it didn't sound like you.
Maybe we should vote on it and maybe it's my new tone. Maybe it's my new more professional tone.
There isn't a more bland
straight like read. Brent Cron AI.
Yeah,
that's accurate.
I'm going out with Texty after this for a beer. We'll talk about it.
We're going to play you something you'll never hear again. We're only going to play it once. And this is Brent. We're having these in drops. But this is Brent Cron trying to read a promo he's never read before during the break that you didn't hear. Here it is.
I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames. Join me Friday mornings at 8 a.m. I'll spend an hour with George and Matt to get some thoughts off my chest. It's me, Brent Cron, on The Big Show, and it's brought to you by All Kind Door Services Limited, your go-to service company for the last 35 years, offering a 24-hour emergency service for all your...
Yeah, I don't even know if All Kind wants to be attached to that.
And then what really got me off my game was I could see your stupid face chuckling in the corner.
GBB started smiling. I'm like, oh, boy.
I'm like, this is not good. What?
I was kind of tapping away, and I kind of looked up at George, and we made eye contact. And
right away, you hear me in the background going, just stop.
Just stop.
This needs to stop. Hi. And like, I don't know what happened to your, like, you.
At 8 a.m.
Like, hi, I'm Brent Cron. I'm not done talking about these Flames.
It's me, Brent Cron. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Great job.
Yeah.
As always, nailed it.
Use that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. First take. No problem. Send that off.
You know, I'm going to do it in the dark, in the quiet, in a small room so nobody can laugh at me while I'm doing it.
Well, no, it's
just... rooms upstairs.
Because usually when you do your All Kind Door Services read, it's good.
Yeah.
You just need the music.
Yeah, you do with the music. You do with some passion. And this was like the most straight, like, read. Hi. Yeah, put the mute. Can you do two at the same time?
Just give me 1 second.
Yeah. So let's have the thing with the read you just did. Hi, I'm Brent Cron.
Should have him on record right now, too, while we do this.
No, let's just hear it with the saxophone, that the read you just did that will never be played as a promo. Do you got it?
He's still working on it.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. Because, like, we got, like...
Well, he's still working. This just happened in the break, so he's doing a lot of things live right now.
No, I know. It's just because, like, if he played it like the saxophone and thing, it just doesn't have enough channels. Just done. There it is.
I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames. Join me Friday mornings at 8 a.m. I'll spend an hour with George and Matt to get some thoughts off my chest. It's me, Brent Cron, on The Big Show. And it's brought to you by All Kind Door Services Limited, your go-to service company for the last 35 years, offering a 24-hour emergency service for all your... What? I'm reading him.
I had to stop you.
You did.
Great job,
you know
GDP.
What? You're the captain. You had to get in the
sheriff.
You're the sheriff.
Yep. Why are you shaking your head?
Just I don't.
Yeah.
DVP the likes the sheriff moniker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a big fan of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sheriff.
I just because you're very talented at what you do.
Oh, I know.
You're a rising star in broadcasting. And then when I hear you do a read like that, I'm like, what just happened?
You know, and it's funny too, because I was mentioned earlier when we were all having a good laugh at this. It's like watching a game tape from the night before when you get pulled, and it's like, oh, I should have stopped that one from the blue line, hey, with nobody in front?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Thanks, coach.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate that. I'll be better next time. Yeah, great tips.
Yeah. But my favorite is, I'm not done talking about these Flames.
I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames.
Yeah. I like the it's me part.
Yeah. It's me.
It's me. Brent Cron.
It's like the Chuck E. Cheese robot was up there just sparking out of his neck, malfunctioning as he's...
It's me, Brent Cron. All right, let's get to some questions for
yes,
you.
Yes, fire away. Brent Cron on The Big Show.
Yeah.
Which we'll never, ever play again, but probably about 8 times a week for anything that I like that. It's good.
Maddie's
more fodder.
Look at the smirk on his face.
You know what? That was better than Johnny Goudreau's Hope Street ad.
Yeah. Or Monahan's trailer commercial.
Yes.
I like some of those when they have them on local car dealerships. 403-240-4.
Hey, Calgary. This is Johnny Goudreau for Hope Street Management.
403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. Do you have a question for Mr. Brent Cron?
Brett Cron?
Roll
you remember
in.
Brett Cron?
We have four pack of tickets.
Do you remember Brett Cron?
To watch Team Canada what take on Team Japan at the World Para Ice Hockey Championships.
That guy's a masshole.
Yeah.
Big masshole.
Brett Cron?
Saturday, March 4th at a Winsport. What does text he have for us?
Does he have
Brent Cron?
Oh, sorry, that was me.
Colin in Woodbine.
Okay.
Cron, are the Jets having to worry about Helibayek allowing 6 goals, or should the ABS be more worried about Georgiev? It seems like Helibayek should bounce back easier, but who should be more concerned?
Well, if I was the Avs, I'd be way more concerned. Helibayek, they won the game. I think at this point, yes, numbers and you're winning games in the National Hockey League and making the saves when it counts. And at the end of the day, you know, Hellebuck gave up 6, but the Avs could have won that game 8-7, too. And Georgiev was a hole in net for Colorado. I think the Jets are fine. It's focused on the Avs.
Patty had a tweet yesterday. It reminded him of game 1 against the Oilers,
mm-hmm.
where the Flames won, but you were like, you play like that, you're not going to win a lot. Did you get any vibes similar to that at all?
I didn't, honestly. Yeah. I think that the Jets didn't look as chaotic as the game turned out to be. Like, that 7th goal... Or, sorry, the 6th goal on Hellebuck was shot from the point. It hits him in the mask.
2 were on power plays as well. They're late. Like, it was he had 3 for a good chunk of that game. It was a third period. They just kind of late.
Little garbage time.
But that last goal hit, like, 2 sticks, hit Hellebuck in the head, then hit Dylan in the back, and ended up, like, those are the games that are just, like, those are a lot of fluke goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Jets will tighten up defensively, too. There was a few giveaways. And they had the lead the whole, like, for the last part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have... Then you know the referees are kind of coming too with any of that chippy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll give it to the Jets, and I think they didn't seem they were relieved. Like you listen to Lowry's interview after the game too.
Yeah,
there was no panic.
No,
like, oh man, we're so happy we won that game. It's like, hey, we know we're fortunate we won that game. We you know, but it's all about winning, mm-hmm. and you know we'll make some adjustments and move forward.
Good serious question by Colin to kick things off.
I like it.
All right, keep going.
Brian from Cochrane, who's better, Georgiev or Brent Cron in his prime?
Oh, me all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even a doubt.
Easy pick.
Yeah. That was a layup.
Politics. Ridiculous.
Injuries.
Yeah.
Politics.
Oh, yeah. Injuries.
Always
politics.
Sorry.
I always forget whether your injuries are politics. That's my bad.
Yeah. Fake injuries that I
brought on by politics.
Brought on by politics. Fake political injuries that I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just start wearing an eye patch to the ring to pretend.
What happened to you?
Oh, dude.
I can't talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Legal case pending. I can't talk about it.
I thought it was on the other eye the other day. Oh, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Brian in Picture Butte. If they had a puck tied to a pin at center ice that only reached the goal line, would Georgiev stop it from going in the net?
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what?
Firm yes.
After the
probably.
After the third goal, I believe the Jets got on Georgiev, he looked like he kind of settled in a bit, you know, or the fourth goal where he made some good saves, and then it just fell right back out again, right?
There was some really, like, in tight chances given up too. Like, these aren't, like, it wasn't Jack Campbell out there getting beat from distance, like, no problem.
And Gary Galli too, to his point, like, at some point you are going to need a big save, and Georgiev didn't make a big save.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Like, you know, that one timer on the power play that I think it was Scheifele that got the one timer, right? Like, that's not a stoppable puck, but goalies in National Hockey can get to that too. You look at him.
Well, Connors was only 81 miles per hour.
Right.
It wasn't that bad.
And he looks up to the sky and he's, you know, you can see how frustrated he is. Like, he needs to be better. He needs to make that save. And then how about Lowry's too, where that hit three posts? It hit the far post, hit the other post, and then it landed on its side, crossed line, then hit the other post and went back out. Like, that was a...
Why couldn't it do that in 04?
I know, right? But
well, it did. They just didn't have the video to show it.
they're in trouble in net there. The Avs are. Big time.
Mark in Lethbridge, who had a better kid? Trevor Kidd with the checkerboard with the Hurricanes or Kirk McLean and the All Black?
Oh, I like Kirk McLean and the All Black. I didn't like I was never a flashy guy. I still don't like the flash. It's cool, but Kirk McLean all the way.
And the All Black with the toe saves, the stand-up goaltending.
Oh, yeah. One knee down, kicking pads out. Yeah, it was awesome. Loved it.
Do you wear any patterned suits? Because you wear suits. You're a solution.
Yeah.
The solution snake.
Yeah.
I'm selling solutions.
Not really.
No patterns. Straight up.
There's a light.
You're almost always just dark color and a white shirt. It's got a little bit of a checker
there's
on
a bit
here.
Of a checker.
But
subtle.
You can barely tell.
I know.
That's very,
From distance,
understated.
You can't see. Yeah.
You should have seen Steinberg for Game 82.
Was he three-piece suit or what?
Two-piece.
He was suited up.
But that thing was plaid, mint. Pants, and shirt.
Yeah, I'm not a flashy guy. I'm not.
I love Kirk. I love stand-up goaltending.
Do you know who looked good yesterday? Josh Morrissey walking into the game. Good suit.
Really? Tight?
Yeah, maybe a little too tight.
Yeah. Short, too? Short on the, just like 3 inches above the ankles with no socks and sneakers?
It was knees up. He was feeding a good dog.
Paul in Tuscany Sorrow's body language after the first of the back-to-back goals last night was poor. Gave the Kron horse eye because of the screen. How much do you find that reaction put your defense on edge? And was it ever actually helpful?
You know, if
great question.
It's a great question. If you're good and you have the respect of your teammates, I don't think Saros was doing it to necessarily call him out. It's just
like when Aaron Rodgers calls out his receivers when they drop and he just like
the stare.
That's
the stare.
Yeah. That's scary though for those guys, right? Like in goal, like Mike Smith, when he'd do it, guys are just like, whatever. That's Mike Smith. Like, you know, stop.
I know I didn't make a mistake there. I know you should have had
that. I know you should have had that.
Right? When you shoot from the other end of the ice and it goes in and you wave your arms in the air and stare at your D-man.
That I'll never forget.
You know, I think it was more of a state of shock for Saros too, because it was two really quick goals. He's like, are you kidding me? And he's probably looking at his teammate because Saros isn't like that, right? Like that, you don't see him do a bunch of that stuff. He's got to be careful with that though. That's the one. That's one. I think it could be detrimental, but because it's Saros, because he's proved himself, because he is a good teammate, because he works hard, that's okay. If he continues to do that, that's a problem.
10 minutes to seal the deal, steal game one on the road, and all of a sudden it's the complete opposite, and they're running through the streets of Vancouver with flags and get ready
lighting
for game
cars
two.
On fire.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Three more rounds and a loss.
But after a game one win, they were pretty crazy.
they did enjoy themselves.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's a good question. It's a really good question.
Mike in Calgary, Brent Cron, do you think the Leafs would have a better chance to win if they were to put Jones in net instead of Samsung and or Wall?
Samsung.
I don't think Samsonov is a starting goaltender. I think that's why we're seeing a lot of problems with him right now, because they are looking for him to be that number one guy, and that's a mentality that I don't think he has.
Does Joe Wall have that?
I don't.
No.
I don't. How do you know already?
How many games has Joe Wall played?
We talked about this, haven't we?
He played last year.
Less than 50.
Yeah. So I can't answer that
yet. But he's been pretty good, like, his games. He's been all right.
But it's scary for me to have Samsonov in it. I would put Jones in that. Honestly, I would. I don't know if he'd be much better, but he's been to the Stanley Cup Final with
Sam. He's got 36 games.
Yeah, see? So, for me, that's a bit tough. The Leafs just, they get to the playoffs, and they... Everything changes for them.
They become their own worst enemy.
Yeah, right. And I mean, they score on the first shot. Two Boston does on net. You know, at least start the game well. They get the first.
But that's
four
not
shot.
Really on Samsonov.
It's not
a 2-on-1.
No, it's not on Samsonov. Yeah. But it doesn't matter.
It but at the same time, but it goes back to the Georgiev point.
Yeah,
make a big save
make
at some
a save
point.
Sometime. No, I was right? about to say that. And sometimes you just need a save.
Like you look at those goals, they weren't really Samsonov's fault. It's just.
Yep.
His body language, his struggles towards the end of the year, his struggles at the start of the year. I'm a big fan of veteran goalies, and I think Martin Jones would have been a better start.
Baz in the Northeast. Not a goaltending question, but Mr. Cron, could you finish the 3-pound Donair challenge at Uncle Mo's Donairs and Falafels?
No, I don't think I could.
Three pounds?
That's a lot.
I don't like that.
I don't like
hefty. I don't like thinking about that.
When you hold it in your hand, it starts to hurt your elbow and your shoulder, right? It's a two-hander. Not a chance.
No.
I don't have a big appetite, despite my
appearance.
That's
fair.
Yeah.
I think our man Joey Chestnut could do it.
Oh, no problem.
Friend of the show, Joey Chestnut.
Three bites. Although, 3 pounds doesn't sound like a lot until you hold a 3-pound weight.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow, that's what 3 pounds is. Mm-hmm. Like me swinging over the winter, swinging a sledgehammer to break up some ice, thinking it's a really heavy sledgehammer. And it's like, oh, that's a 5-pound sledgehammer. Whatever. It's like nothing. I'm like, whoa, that's heavy. Anyway.
How many more?
Andrew in Hawkwood. I know there will be a lot on the bad goaltending we seen over the weekend, but how about a positive text as well? That Demko save in the first period was something else. That puck goes in and the crowd will be quiet and out of it. Question to Brent is, how much does that affect the team when they see their goalie stepping up and seeing a huge save like that within the first 5 minutes? And on the flip side, what does that do to the Nashville team?
It gives your team a ton of confidence and it gives them energy, because the boys are going to be like, hey, let's go here. We got one. That was supposed to be labeled. We're supposed to be down one.
Even good goalies can have one night off. So just to know that your guy that you definitely trust is already locked in.
Oh, yeah. Right. And then on the flip side, too, it puts heat on Saros to be ready, too. Right. And if, you know, Vancouver comes back, obviously Nashville scored the first goal of the game. But it just lets his team know that he's dialed in. And when goalies make phenomenal saves, a lot of times, too, especially with really good ones, you start to like almost take it for granted, right? Because it's like, well, that's just him. That's just him. But those start going in and guys start getting, oh, maybe he's not ready to go.
And on, like, if you're on a mediocre team or a bad team, like, goalies will save the game a lot of times and you have to be the best player on the ice to win a game. If you're a good team, if you're the Canucks, if you're the Avalanche, if you're the Canes, the Panthers, the Rangers, your goalie has to be better than the other guy, and you're going to have a chance to win. He doesn't have to always be a Vezina guy, but if he's better than the other guy, you're going to give a pretty good chance.
And there's been low shot totals in games, too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're just...
Cats allowed, 19.
It's hard to get to the front of the net.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see a lot of shots coming from the point. But when you do get those breaks, the Jets gave one away in the first period. The Avs gave one away in the first period. And, you know, Hellebuck or Georgiev makes that save, and it's like, that's, wow, he's ready to go. It's that save by Demko right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a ton of work. It's a game of inches, and you just have to make those saves.
How different is that game if Samsonov does make that miraculous stop?
Right. And then the team's like, oh, wow, he's ready to go. Let's go, right? It goes in. It's a good goal. It's a good play. It's not a bad goal. But as a goalie, you want to make those saves.
There were other people you could have pointed the finger at on that one.
Yep. But yeah, that's a good question.
Do we got one more?
Got one more.
Okay.
Matt in Bridalwood. Brent, which team suffers the most devastating playoff exit this year due to goaltending? And which goalie will they immediately acquire in the offseason to address the obvious goaltending gap on their team?
I'm looking at the roster here right now. I think honestly,
Edmonton.
I want to say Edmonton. I think Skinner might actually be able to do something this year.
Yeah.
I do. I think he's got the mentality for it. I think the team struggled at the start of the season, and I think this will be his opportunity. I think he's going to play well. I really do. I just look at the Avs thinking, if they could get a goaltender, if they can get a save, how unbelievable they'd be. People make the point, well, they only had Kemper and Francois the year they won the Stanley Cup, but they didn't give up bad goals. They didn't have to do
You don't need a great goaltender. No. You just need good goaltending.
Exactly, right? And that's the thing. It's like Bobrovsky didn't take a ton of shots game one against Tampa, but when they needed him, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at these teams, to me, it's the Avs right now. They're just, they have the firepower. They need two or three extra saves. And it's game one, right? We're talking about it game one. But from everything I've seen, it's the Avalanche that need goaltending.
What was your favorite question so we can give away the tickets?
I like the big save question. Early big save, which when we talked about Saros and what is it?
The one that was just before this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, do you want to play that one again?
Andrew in Hawkwood. I know there will be a lot on the bad goaltending we seen over the weekend, but how about a positive text as well? That Demko save in the first period was something else. That puck goes in and the crowd will be quiet and out of it. Question to Brent is how much does that affect the team when they see their goalie stepping up and seeing a huge save like that within the first 5 minutes, and on the flip side, what does that do to the Nashville team?
Congratulations, Andrew and Hawkwood. You're going to see Team Canada take on Team Japan on Saturday, May 4th at the 2024 World Para Ice Hockey Championship at Winsport. We got tickets all week. Awesome. Giveaway, and on Friday, one lucky listener will win the grand prize of 4 tickets to the gold medal game on May 12th. We also have a gigantic concert announcement tomorrow, and we're giving away tickets all week. So lots of goodness on the good show.
You ever tried para hockey?
On the big show.
The good
any,
show.
Any alumni events or anything like
no,
that?
No, I haven't. I haven't. I'm scared to. I took a... no, I haven't. No.
Okay.
I have not.
Yep. Okay, good. Excellent.
You ready to lock of the day before we go?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the lock of the day, brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cut to any size and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. How'd we do Friday?
You hit yours. Frankfurt beat Augsburg 3-1.
Damn right,
Matty had his Rangers and Hurricanes both win game one.
Log it in.
Croner, you lost because you had the Preds money line. GVP had the Kings money line way back on Friday.
And no. I thought I wasn't allowed to pick the Kings money line.
No, it's Sacramento Kings.
Oh, yeah.
And then I lost my
settle down over there.
Cubs Marlins.
I was upset. I was trying to pick the Kings money line on Friday. I wasn't allowed.
You pick it tonight, though.
There is a,
no, it's a Kikuchi start.
Oh, okay.
There's a ton of Stanley Cup playoff action. There's a ton of NBA playoff action.
You're not going to do any of it.
But I'm going to the city of Oz. There's the Milan Derby today.
Oh, great. Inter can
AC
win the title.
Milan, they can win the Scudetto. On the road to play Inter Milan, on the road to play AC Milan.
They're just in the same stadium.
In the same stadium. I'm going to take Inter Milan to win today. Log it in.
I'm going to do my usual Kikuchi start parlay. The strike total is getting up compared to what it was earlier in the season. I think the last time it was 4.5. It's up to 6.5 today. Yeah. I'm going to take the over on Kikuchi Ks and the under on hits at 5.5.
Patty, where are we going?
We are going to the Carolina Hurricanes and New York Islanders. I like the Hurricanes to cover the 1.5.
Oh,
okay. Red line.
GVP?
I'm going to take a look at that same game, but I'm going to take a... I like the under in that one. It's set at 5.5.
Okay. A lot of excitement in that Islanders Hurricanes game.
Boring.
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm taking the under 5.5 in the Dallas Stars.
Oh,
Mark Stone going to play.
He's going to play.
Miraculously, he's recovered just in time for the playoffs.
I was completely blown away by this. I had no idea this was going to happen.
Totally unexpected. Yep. Yeah. Totally unexpected.
Under 5.5? And Frank's like, no, he's really hurt.
Yeah.
We don't know. And then even Frank's like, yeah, now I look like an a-hole.
Because no, you know, yeah. You know who's actually really hurt? Gabriel Landeskog.
Yeah. Yeah, he's actually hurt. Yes. Yeah, he's actually hurt. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, we got to acquire Hurdle and Hanifin. I'm going to come back for game one. Deal, sucker.
Sure, yeah.
All right, our lock of the day is brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cut to any size and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. What do you got coming up in Mucho Big Show?
It's a head coaching Monday. We're going to have the new head coach for the Calgary Surge, Tyrell Vernon, going to join us at 9:05. And then Calgary Canucks head coach and GM, Brad Moran.
Bugsy.
Getting awesome ready for stuff. The Centennial Whoa. Cup.
Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. That would be cool. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a terrific Monday. Enjoy the playoff hockey tonight. Bye.
Bye.
I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames.